Good morning.
Hey, today, one of my favourite topics on Let's Eat, steak.
Yum.
In fact, in my fridge at the moment, it's been looking at me for the last couple of days, is this big T-bone sitting there, and in the words of Rod Stewart, tonight's the night.
How are you going to cook it? How do you cook a T-bone?
I just put a bit of oil in the pan and just cook it fairly slowly.
Yeah, okay.
And that is it. It's funny, when I'm out, I probably eat a medium rare a lot of times, but at home I normally cook it to about medium.
Yeah.
So
I'm a medium girl. Yeah.
And a bit of mashed tatty on the side.
Oh, that's such a winter dish. I'm loving it. And do you put gravy? Or do you have, what's your sauce with your steak?
No, I have my secret herbs and spices. It's called salt and pepper.
That's such a secret.
I know, I tell you. And I put a lot of salt on it, I must admit.
Do you? I do like a bit of salt too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In the restaurant, we use like a black salt. It's delicious.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. It's the secret ingredient of everything salt. Yummish.
Himalayan salt. You know, they say it's been around for thousands of years. Why does it have an expiry date on it? They say it's thousands of years old.
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know. I'm no salt expert. I'm a steak expert today, though.
Okay.
So talking about T-bone, it's really interesting. So our son was about eight, and we took him overseas. We actually went to Italy, spent a bit of time in Italy. And actually, in Florence, they have the steak Florentine.
Oh, yeah.
It's the posh word for T-bone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what it is. It's a T-bone steak. Oh. So it's a cut of sirloin, but it's basically the T-bone.
Oh, okay. That is interesting.
There you go. You can see you're having a steak Florentine for dinner. Oh. How posh does that sound?
Oh, that's very tough.
I know. Oh. Anyway, so basically, yeah, son was like he was basically a vegetarian before he had this steak and then completely converted him. He's like, but we're talking about Bendigo.
Yes.
And the steaks to get in Bendigo, I've got a top five.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Number five.
Well, if you're going to have steak, you should go to a steakhouse, right?
Makes sense.
So I think the Woodhouse really is the steakhouse in Bendigo. They do lots of wonderful aged beef and very different varieties and always have top cuts. So I'm going to go to the Woodhouse for my number one.
All right.
But there is a new one that has emerged recently, which is called Red Smoke. And they do like an American barbecue with their steaks. So I figure that's next to McDonald's, you know, opposite the Blood Bank.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think that would be I think you'd really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, they might do a little bit more than the salt and pepper spice, but anyway.
Oh, that's okay. I'm
like a rub or something.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Can you do a rub on his steak?
Oh, absolutely.
At Miss Batterham's, we do an amazing Wagyu minute steak at the moment. So, and Chef does this de Paris butter.
What's that? Paris butter? French butter.
Yeah, like French butter.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's got gherkin sort of mixed in, and it's like a yummy kind of it's delicious. It's so good.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, so you can melt that on your steak and it's fabulous. My husband is a very big fan of pepper sauce with his steak.
Oh, yeah, I do like a pepper sauce. Yeah,
yeah,
like,
he loves
almost
it.
Almost like a pepper gravy, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, he swears that Praddy's Patch out at Maiden Gully do the best pepper sauce.
Really?
He's like adamant. He goes, nut, Raymond, you've got to talk about Praddy's Patch and their creamy pepper sauce.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to try that. I've been there a couple of times, but I haven't had that.
Yeah.
I haven't had steak there. So.
And I think they've got open fires and stuff. It's like a really winter sort of den destination. So it's quite a good one. So head to Praddy's Patch.
It's lovely.
It's a little tongue twister.
Yeah. Was it Maiden Gully? No, it's out there.
Yeah, Maiden Gully.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's on that. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely go there. Now, the other one that is doing something really fabulous, which is a little different, is the Hibernian. They do like a hot stone steak.
Nah, see, like, do you have to cook it yourself?
No, it comes out on the hot stone. But have you heard of hot stone massages?
I
kind of giggle at this. I'm like, what? And then you put your steak on a stone.
Yeah.
Anyway, so maybe, so they serve it on the stone.
Oh, okay. There's those places where you go and you actually cook your own steak. I go, no, I'm going out for tea.
No. So you can actually choose. It's an eye fillet steak, and you can choose like between the grams, so 300 to let's say 600 grams.
Yeah.
And basically, it's a 400 degree hot stone.
Right.
And okay, so it is actually you do have to cook it yourself a little
sort
bit.
Sort of, but not
not like a Korean barbecue. But I think it's a little bit on that kind of spectrum.
We were there recently, and one of the guys had that. One of the folks had it, yeah.
Yeah, and?
Yeah, I loved it, yeah.
Did he cook it to perfection? Like, was it like?
Oh, I don't know, I wasn't checking.
Did you get a taste of the hot stone steak?
No. No, I'm not. I'm a lovely fella, but I wouldn't say, can I have a bite of your tea?
Well, that's my top five of steaks.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I am salivating. Thank you very much. And we'll do it all again next week.
Excellent. See you then.